in reference to the ease of right-of-way Plantation Road, and he approves the easement as to form.
This is something I'd asked you about, that road, exactly what it was, and I was going to look it up and see it this morning. I didn't get time.
Like I had explained to you the other day, to bring Mike and Brandon up, like it's kind of like we did on Dale Avenue, to where we're going across core property, and they're just giving us the right to do that. They don't give it as right-of-way. So the one we did for Dale was for like 20 or 25 years.
I'm familiar with the Plantation subdivision. It was across the road.
Yeah, it's right there in the beginning. You're still on core.
Okay. Well, you began to go in there.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I was going to look.
Just for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, because I knew that came, they had a take line quite a ways on up that hill.
Right.
Okay. Then.
Was this done in 94?
That's the year I started. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Well, it says it's going to supersede easement number DACW3, so I was wondering if it's 324-32 of 94.
That's what it appears.
That would be, what, 25 years? For the end of 19.
Okay. And is 25 as long as they said they would go out on the Dale Avenue?
Dale Avenue is 20 or 25. I want to say it's 25.
I know we tried to get longer, and I thought they said that was as long as they would make theirs for. Although down here in the park, I think it's a 99-year lease.
Are we doing any changes to it?
No. It's just because we're simply...
Have you looked at all the requirements to make sure it's not going to require us to do any changes to it?
I looked at it the other day when I got the email.
So it just allows to go through. Is that a county road there?
Correct.
Okay, so it's allow us to maintain it
across the property. Yes.
Okay. I thought there was some kind of a government agreement on maintaining the roads. This doesn't come under that.
No, it just falls under going across the property and still allows us to maintain the road, but we're just doing it on their property. Probably more like a liability type release.
Tandy County, Arkansas.
Does the contract say Tandy County, Arkansas?
It said Tandy County, Arkansas on this contract I just looked at.
From them, Department of the Army?
Yeah, at the top. Yeah.
Easement for right-of-way located on Gold Shows Lake, Tandy County, Arkansas.
I don't think we have the authority to.
So we can strike through that. Put the proper state in. Mm. Now, further on, it has grants Taney of County of Taney, then the address Forsyth, Missouri 65653.
Do you know if they sent this to us to have it renewed?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Really?
Nikki's got all of that on file.
Mm-hmm.
All the
I'm going to strike through Arkansas and put Missouri. You guys have any other questions on it?
Well, it made me think maybe I should look through everything else to see if there's any more errors in it. Have you had a chance to look through the rest? I guess it's their standard agreement. The only place would be where they've added their descriptions in. Good catch, Mike, on that.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like everything else is just their common language. And I didn't look. Did this go through our attorney? Then is it just a renewal?
It went through.
It did?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a letter.
Yeah, of course, right in front. I did read that already.
The map, the red portion that's on the intersection.
That's what I suspected, but I knew that. So do we have an agreement across the road where we...
We don't have any, except for Barker Hole.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can.
Go across there.
Yeah, I saw that right here. It's on this map right here.
The portion that we're agreeing.
Right.
Move to approve the easement right-of-way by and between the Department of Army, also known as Corps, and Taney County, with one change, changing the title with the state listed from Arkansas to Missouri.
On that easement right away, do we not want to put what road due to the fact that we do have others with them?
I'll amend my motion to include the road as Plantation Road.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement, Ryan and Tina Persinger.
You guys have any questions on it?
Well, you mentioned Ryan and Tina and the agreement just with Tina.
She's the one that filled it out and brought it in.
Oh, okay, and the owner's is...
See, the owner is Ryan and Tina Persinger.
She signed it unless she was part of both of them.
Well, there's nothing here that's changing money or land. I mean, no, just, I wouldn't worry about it.
Just give them dirt.
Right, yeah.
Bound no, to dump it on their land.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Tina. Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Tina Persinger.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Agreement for transfer of tipping trailers, number 20. That's 013 Road and Bridge.
This is the one we just voted on last week?
Yes.
Move to approve the agreement for transfer tipping trailers by and between Taney County and East Manufacturing Corporation.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just curious on that, I'm trying to think what it's called on the break, where the agreement asked for one. The heavy, do you know what I'm talking about? On the and they did, and the one company did where there was three.
Oh,
leaf springs. Okay.
Did we find out if three was weaker, the load limit, or if? No. Okay. I was just kind of curious on that.
Road and Bridge spring cleanup discussion.
Yeah, I've been looking through the calendar on our 2020 spring cleanup, And the dates I came up with, I felt would work the best, would be April 17th and 18th. Previous to that, you've got Easter weekend, and then you've got, previous to that, the youth spring turkey season. And we've been down that road where we heard of complaints on both of those. So,
what date did you say?
April 17th and 18th. Just keeps growing every time we do them.
MAPP Spring Conference, does that mean anything to you?
Camden at the lake. Yeah.
I thought you were part of that some way.
No, he's Mac.
Oh, no, that's Nikki, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking.
That's right. I think that's purchasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's purchasing.
You're right. I was thinking it was that organization that you'd.
That's MACTO or MAC. What's that one?
Yeah.
MACTO.
Yeah, MACTO.
That would be on a Friday and Saturday. We went from 8 containers, and now we're up to 12 at the Z-Mills location, and that wasn't enough last time.
And they'll take brush? And no brush.
And we do not take tires at that location at the Z-Mills. They have to take them to Buchanan.
Okay.
Hopefully with the tire machine we're going to be getting sometime, we can add that for the fall, maybe. We'll make it a lot easier on transporting.
Are you able to give just the few items that they cannot take?
Well, like household chemicals, paint. They have to put kitty litter in to dry the can out before they can take it. Brush. That's pretty well it. Besides household chemicals and paint and brush.
Yeah.
Animals. We've had some of those, believe it or not.
Of course, when you have your flyer fixed to give to the newspaper, it'll have that listed, correct?
We've got the approved flyer. We just have to change the date, and I'll get that to the newspaper and radio station.
I'll clean that up and look at it for you.
Okay.
Just email it to us.
Okay. Like I said, it just keeps growing every year, which is good. It helps keep the roadsides a lot cleaner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember the day before we did them, and we did a lot more dumps and stuff we cleaned up along the roadside.
Well, the customers appreciate it. They compliment on it.
Is that it? All right. We'll be in recess till 10.
You're good with that, Dave?
Oh. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I'm good.
You had to do a motion or not. All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be in recess till 10 o'clock upstairs for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussions. I've got 9:30 a.m. We're in recess.